nothing in life is going well. This is, I didn't get this. This was not, this prayer wasn't answered. This was quote unquote taken away from me. And then I'm able to like flip and be like, was it taken away from you? Or is God giving you, creating room and space to give you something else?
That's good.
So just helping change that perspective. But they can't even start to entertain those questions and that perspective if they're not tapped into spending time with God daily themselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rooted in Christ podcast. My name is Eric Stevens. I'm the founder of Redwood Christian Ministries. Hope everyone out there is doing well today. With me on the show is returning guest, Angela Quintero. Sister, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. We are finally getting some fall weather over here in California. It feels amazing. I get to wear long sleeves for the first time in what feels like a year. I'm enjoying it. Doing great.
We're getting fall weather in Cleveland and I'm furious. I don't want to be wearing long sleeves. Okay. Like I miss summer already. Thank you for doing the show again. We and just your pace of getting this back on the calendar. So I want to give the audience just a little bit about your background again for anyone who didn't listen to your previous episode, and then really dive into like what you've been doing for the kingdom.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, the last one was probably at least a year ago. So even then, like we were sharing right before we hit record, so much has changed for you on your end and you're growing, and I'm experiencing some of the same things on my end and just where God's been leading. And so in a nutshell, I'm a certified Christian life coach for women. And I've added the little tagline spiritual growth mentor because I find that God is placing my clients and the women in my life as people that are, they've identified themselves as kind of like lukewarm Christians or just like somebody who can identify with that title of Christian, but not necessarily know or have experienced the personal relationship with God side of it all. And so that's the journey God has had me on for the last 4 or 5 years. And obviously lifetime, right? Like a relationship with God is a lifetime journey. But as I've grown deeper and closer in my relationship with him, he's using me to meet women kind of where I was 4 or 5 years ago in just discovering what that's like and how do I carve out time in my day-to-day routine to prioritize time with God in my life every day and partner with him that way. So he's leading me towards a little bit more writing as well. I have a devotional that I'm going to be launching on Black Friday. And it's going to be called God as Your Guide. And so it's just a quick 30-day devotional that just walks you through that day-to-day, like boots on the ground, letting God be the guide of your life. And like, how do we keep opening our hands up and surrendering control? Because it does have to be a daily, sometimes multiple times a day, intentional practice. We tend to want to keep holding on to those reins or having some kind of influence on which direction we go. And God likes to just remind us of like, my ways are higher than your ways. Like, just trust me on this, girl. So I've got that's been going on since the last time we met. And then I've really kind of nailed down, I guess you could say, the women's retreats that I offer. Those are more in person. I've done one online and it went really well, but I've primarily hosted in-person events. It's retreats for women. And those have just been an amazing way to connect with local women in my area, you know, 2 to 3 hours away. They come, they spend 4 to 5 hours. It's a time for them to just get poured into. I intentionally call them retreats, not workshops or conferences, because I want it to feel like an escape, like a just come and just receive and be poured into and relax and just breathe a little. And be in God's presence. So been super enjoying those. I have one coming up December 14th, and I've already done 3 other ones this year so far. So that's kind of where I've been at and where God's been leading, is more hosting the retreats and doing some of the writing for the devotional and then still serving clients, but in a one-on-one capacity only.
Ooh, so you've had absolutely nothing going on since we last spoke. Okay.
Yeah. No, just chilling. I didn't even mention the personal life side of things with my 3 boys.
I mean, we can get to that too, because we might have to do a part 3 of this. So for anyone who is just tapped into this episode and says, well, what is a life coach? What does that mean? I keep hearing this term. I've seen it on Google. Like, how would you describe like what that is and what that process looks like for you and your clients?
Yeah, that's actually a really hard question to answer because it also kind of depends on who you talk to. So coaching in general, the strategy is to use powerful reflective questioning skills. And so you just provide a safe space for somebody to come, similar to you might expect like in a counseling session or a session with a therapist, where it's the safe space. You can come, you can share what's on your heart and what's on your mind, be vulnerable, be honest with yourself and with the other person in the room. And to work through struggles, to work through maybe past hurts or strongholds. Like for me in the Christian realm, a lot of times it's strongholds. It's things that Satan has been using to keep you stuck and to keep you deceived. And so we're identifying those together, which is different, very different than like a secular life coach, right? And so just being a Christian life coach, it brings this whole other aspect of like, it's me, you, and Holy Spirit in every single session. We open in prayer and it is, I can't even tell you how many times all my clients get a recap of our session. And there's times where I'm sitting there like, okay, God, you ran the session. So help me remember what to put for the recap because it wasn't my words. It was all right. You. But I like to, for me personally, I know my clients, a lot of times they're seeking some kind of permission, some kind of approval or verification, validation, confirmation from an outside person. They already kind of have this seed planted in their mind or heart of where God wants to lead them, but there's so much doubt and so much insecurity and comparison and unworthiness, feeling like, how could that possibly be for me, God? I'm not the right person for this. And so they'll come to me as a Christian life coach, hoping for that outside perspective, that person who can just listen. And really, they're hoping they're going to get confirmation. And I'm going to be like, yeah, girl, that's exactly what God is telling you. And sometimes that's the case. And other times it's like, I really feel like this is where God is wanting you to go first. Like, you got to tackle this before you can be ready for X, Y, and Z. Perfect example. One of my most recent clients was making the choice to make some significant changes in her life with just health and routines, just recognizing she'd kind of gotten herself in a pretty bad way and let things go, so to speak. And she really has this strong desire to be married and have a family. And so she was kind of looking for a quote unquote fix of like, what do I need to do differently so I can get that spouse, get the family and move on with my life, is kind of how she was thinking at the time. And just through working with like involving God in our sessions and just listening to her and being able to use the wisdom and discernment that God has gifted me with to know that like, okay, this is where you want to be and we can get there, but we're going to have to take these steps back and we're going to dial in. Why haven't you yet been successful with previous attempts at your health goals and at these things that you feel you need to do before you can meet the right person? Mm. And so that's where it's different than counseling or therapy because I personally am not dealing with like healing past traumas. Mm. It's more so mindset type of stuff, not as much trauma. And if I have a client that I can identify it's trauma that's holding you back, then I refer them out to a counselor or a therapist. Because I'm more about helping you rewrite scripts in your mind. You've been trained and or taught yourself to just think that this is what you can do. And I'm here to help you see what is possible when you partner with God and how can we rewrite that script that worldly script that you've been following this whole time. Does that kind of make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Cause I was going to ask, like, do you have a list of counselors or go-to counselors if trauma is that issue or is the root of that issue?
I don't necessarily have a list per se. Typically, I actually refer people usually to check in with their church resources because most local churches have a list and they've been vetted for, you know, like, because again, my clients, they're all Christians. And so they're all believers. And so I strongly believe that, like, if you're already walking that path and your desire is to grow closer with God, then any outside help that you seek, if possible, if it can also be from a faith-based person, that will, that's just going to help, like, amplify your results in your journey. Because you're going to get twofold, right? Like, you're going to get that mental healing and that recovery, but you're also going to get the spiritual growth as well. And so I usually refer them to check in with their local church. And then they, you know, like, we have open conversations. They'll be like, they didn't really have very many resources, or I checked their website. Do you know anybody else? You know, so we just kind of go from there. But yeah, not, I don't per se have like a Rolodex.
Is there like a length of time that if somebody signs up to be a life, not just to be a customer of yours or one of your clients, like, is there like a link you say, well, we, this minimum 6 weeks, minimum 8 weeks, you know, how does that work out?
My current one-on-one offer, is a 14-week program. And typically it's 12 like meat and potatoes kind of sessions. And then it's like a intro, like, let's get the fluff out of the way kind of initial session. And then there's a wrap up sort of reflection and celebration session at the end. And so, that's what I have found over the last 3 years that I've been doing this to kind of be like a sweet spot. I've done 6 weeks before and it always felt like it was so too fast. Mm-hmm. It would always felt like it was just way too quick. And we had just kind of maybe had a breakthrough, but we didn't have any time left together to build the sustainability. And so I kind of always felt like I would check on them afterwards, be like, how are you doing with this? Well, I kind of slipped or this or the other thing. So through that trial and error, I guess you could say, I've kind of learned that minimum 12 weeks or 12 sessions of once a week sessions typically is kind of a good sweet spot because it allows that time for the breakthroughs and to build trust with the client. And then it allows time to implement and like not hold their hand, but kind of just help hold them accountable because you're rewriting new pathways in your brain and that takes time and your brain is going to naturally want to divert to some of those old pathways. And when that happens, it helps to have a safe person to go be honest with and say, well, it found the old pathway. I ended up on the old pathway.
Right.
You know, and so then I can jump right in and just be like, okay, cool. Let's make the connection. How do we get back on that new one? What do we need to do and or say to get there? So
I'm just curious, is there any kind of discussion up front just about like communication style or like preferences? For example, like some of the guys like I pour into, like I need to give the truth and love, but some of them sometimes just need more truth than they do love. And I have to come a little bit harder in the discussion. So is that discussed at any point, or where is that discussed with your clients?
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, I discuss it openly on my content posts, like my social media. When you hear me talk about my offers, when you hear me talk about any work I might be doing, obviously not giving personal details about my clients, but any generic information or sort of wins without giving away personal information, it's very clear that's my style. In fact, I had a post once that I created with a picture of the hot tamales, cinnamon candies. This is my coaching style. It's a little spicy, gives you a little kick in the mouth when you first bite in, but then it finishes and it's nice and sweet and it was enjoyable. You get a little sweet and a little spicy, and I will give you that, you know, little kick in the pants when you need it. Yeah.
It's I try to be as upfront as I can with my communication style, or like how, you know, even if it's just friendship, like this is what this relationship is going to look like. And then when it comes up later, I'm like, I told you this is how it was going to be in the very beginning. And we stuck to this.
Yeah. In fact, it's funny that you asked that question, because just this morning, my clients, we interact in between sessions in an app called Voxer. And just this morning, one of my current clients sent me this awesome message. It's really, truly a testimony. But in the middle of it, she says, "You ask the hard questions and I hate it. Eye roll emoji." But it has made me face them, feel it, and uproot the negative. In turn, I've planted new ways of thinking and doing things in my life. You are truly gifted at what you do, and I feel blessed to be under your mentorship. So that's a perfect example of like, yeah, I will ask you the hard questions. I will push the envelope because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to see what you can't necessarily see and to push you, you know, in the direction that God is leading you. And that's in more, better, in higher alignment with his will for your life.
I feel like you're in my head right now, because my next question was literally going to be like, is there like a success story that you could share? Or do you have like a, just any kind of positive quotes about just some of the feedback you've received from your coaching? So now I'm going to have to ask you to give me another one.
Yeah. I'm not to like try to just stand here and be boastful or toot my own horn, but consistently every single client I've worked with has said how much their time with me impacted their life and how they know that it's sustainable. I think that's a really big piece of when you hire, when you're working on something, you know, like that's the, when you've gotten to the point that you're ready to pay someone to partner with you on this goal, it's probably because you've already tried it 4 or 5 times using some other strategy or a podcast or a self-help book or a friend, you know, but it wasn't, you didn't find success, or you found temporary success and then you slid right back into those old habits. And it's because we never went far enough, you know, like my, like that quote from my client, she says, "You have made me face it, feel it. And then this is the key part, uproot it."
That's good.
You know, that was that, that's that key part of like, we don't just identify them and say, well, let's just acknowledge this. I like to say there's power in the proclamation. And so, you know, making quote unquote, my clients proclaim these things, whether it's a hard truth that they've just recognized in themselves, or whether it's that new pathway that we are working to embed and strengthen, proclaim it, say it out loud, write it in your journal. I would say probably like as far as shout outs or what my client feedback I get from my clients the most is just the safe space that they feel like almost within the first 1 or 2 sessions, they're telling me their entire life stories and things that they've never told anyone else before. It's just that space that God has gifted me to create, where they know that there's no judgment. There is no judgment coming from me. There's no condemnation. There's no guilt. There's no shame. In fact, if they're coming with those emotions, that's one of the things we're tackling together. We will eliminate those responses from your toolbox. So that, and just my intuition, like just being able to pick up on what's not being said. You know, what emotion is attached to what was said, and what else is there for us to uncover behind that?
So, and because I think that like you and I have talked about this off air, like we believe that people are obviously and clearly uniquely and wonderfully made. Like God made us all unique. Is there any like Bible verses that you always cover, go to, or hey, this is so Holy Spirit led that we are taking this case by case basis, even down to the scriptures that we use? Because I know you have obviously a structure in your sessions, but is there any like specific verses that you constantly hit like while you're doing your coaching?
I would say one that I know I've hit with every single client is Proverbs 3:5-6 of like, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And because at least the clients that I work with, typically if they're missing the mark or if they feel off about something or unaligned about something, it's because they're leaning on their own understanding. They're relying on and expecting what makes sense. They want that rational 2 + 2 = 4 outcome of life. And so I think that's definitely one of my go-to verses that we will say over and over in different sessions of like, But remember, trust in the Lord, lean not in your, on your own understanding. Like it probably won't make sense when it's God. There's a very high chance that it won't make sense when it's God. And that's one good way you can know this is coming from God, because it's that far off the wall that you're just like, huh? Is that, I don't know. I don't know if I can trust in that. And so then they go and they want confirmation and they want this and they want, you know, validation. And because it doesn't seem logical, but it's like, you're accessing the supernatural right now, you know? And that's one of the reasons why foundationally my clients, if they don't already have the routine of spending time with God daily, we create that together first. And I hold them accountable to it during our entire time working together. Because you have to have that connection to God to know, to see blessings that you maybe have been missing, because a lot of people tend to be in that sort of defeatist mode by the time they've hired me, of like, nothing in life is going well. I didn't get this. This prayer wasn't answered. This was quote unquote taken away from me. And then I'm able to like flip and be like, was it taken away from you, or is God giving you, creating room and space to give you something else?
That's good.
So just helping change that perspective, but they can't even start to entertain those questions and that perspective if they're not tapped into spending time with God daily themselves.
I really believe this conversation has been Holy Spirit led. And you and I are meeting today for the perfect times. There's some people going through my head right now who I'm going to touch base with them just to see if they're interested in you know, partnering with you. Because I've even found, even in this season right now, I was literally telling Holly the other day, I said, nothing that is going on in this season would have worked in my previous seasons. Like down to sold my house, new realtor, down to new loan officers, down to new business partners, like everything is being done new. And if you would have brought me like this, like all this stuff in this season, in a previous season, I would have been like, I'm not going to do this. Like now I'm in a mindset of this doesn't make sense. And I see where God's hand is all over it.
Yes.
It's wild. Like you cannot bring old mindsets into a new season. Like it is this, it's crazy. Like, and I mean, everything is being done completely new. It's so that really spoke to me when you were sharing that.
It's funny that you just said you cannot bring old mindsets into a new season, because I have a very similar phrase that I've also used that said, you can't stand on old ground to reach new heights.
That's good.
And it's like, they're almost the exact same thing, but just slightly different wording, but essentially it's true. And that is why, as followers of Jesus, like, the old is dead, right? Like we are created anew. It's about the renewing of our minds, which is, again, as a faith-based Christian life coach, that's why so much of the work that I do to help people is the mindset stuff, because it's about the renewing of your mind. You've been operating in the world's way, and you have these patterns and these pathways in your brain that are just so ingrained, it's like almost automatic for you, but it's not a spiritual pathway. It's not, we've got to renew that piece of your mind in order for you to receive these blessings or have this future and abundance of what you're desiring and looking for.
I'm just candid, like there is like the way I did like things in previous seasons would literally not work in this season.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, and I don't even think I can say it wasn't even a disobedience thing. It was more of a like, oh, I've done this before. Let's see if this, and it did not work in this season. It's like, no, God is trying to do a new thing and show you new mindsets. And show you new pathways to get things done, and bringing in divine appointments your way to make certain things happen. So it's just been crazy. Like nothing that I used to do is working in this new season. Very few things are working in this new season the way that they used to. So
right.
The basics are there. The reading, the praying, the fasting, going to church, serving. The basics are always there. Seeking him, like you said, leaning not on your own understanding. Mm-hmm. But the methods have changed. The message is the same. The methods have totally changed. So that is really good. So I always ask my guests this question, especially I'm trying to shift this question to the end of the podcast. There's a pop in the middle. If people are looking to work with you, where can they find you?
Yeah, I would say Instagram and Facebook is where I hang out consistently. On Facebook, I do go live every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's almost kind of like you could say it's not a podcast by any means, but it's kind of similar concept in that it's Faith-Filled Fridays. Every week I'm coming at you at 10:30 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. And it's just a quick, anywhere from 10 to 20 minute message about our faith and just what it's looked like maybe for me that week, or what God's working on teaching me, something that one of my clients has been brought through and God's hand and how it played out in that. And, or just something from my own time in the Word and what God is just highlighting for me. And I just jump on and I share it with people. So Facebook is probably the best place to find me because that's where I have more meat, I guess you could say. But for our non-Facebookers, I'm also on Instagram at Faithful and Fierce Coaching, and I link everything from Facebook. So like every time I go live, I create the link, post it in my stories so you can access it from anywhere. But yeah.
I don't believe I haven't even like dove into the women's conference piece of this yet. Have you seen any overlap from your clients as far as the life coaching to your women's conferences? Or is this a completely different group of people?
Oh, no. Like definite overlap. I would say my last three one-on-one client, like long-term one-on-one clients have all come from one of my women's retreats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say that's probably, I personally feel like God is asking me to steward the retreats and prioritize those and keep them coming and continue offering them and growing them. And then he's just kind of like saying, and now here's a client for you. if you look at my social media, like it's been a hot minute since I've actively posted about my one-on-one coaching programs or I talk about myself as a Christian life coach frequently, but not straight up offered a program and say, hey, I'm selling this. This is how much it costs. This is how long we work together. Hop on a free discovery call with me. It's been a hot minute since I've done that kind of posting, and God is just using my steps of obedience in those other areas of even just showing up and being more active in my own local church community of, like leading a women's Bible study and, the stuff that's not business related at all, but is just about serving and connecting. And he's just opened doors that way too. So I don't know where I was going with this, but I guess I want to say something for your audience of just saying, like, especially if you're an entrepreneur, business owner, or somebody in that realm, like Eric has said, what's working for him now in this season wouldn't have worked in two or three seasons ago. And it's because God's hand is in it and it's meant to look different.
Wow.
Right? It is meant to look different. It is meant, you are meant to be stood apart. You are meant to follow a different pathway. For me, that means I'm meant to gain clients just by hosting women's retreats, which is also, I charge for them. They're not free.
Right.
So I do earn some income from them, but it's not like it's not like the copy and paste social media, meet the algorithm, beat the algorithm kind of world, which was for most people, business coaches out there who are helping people like me, life coaches, people who are entrepreneurs and run their business almost solely online. That's what they would say you quote unquote have to have, but this is a kingdom business.
That's right.
It's not meant to look like everyone else's. And so all I have to do is just stay as closely tuned in to my Father as I can.
Right.
And just day by day, walk in obedience with whatever I feel he's asking me to prioritize or who he's wanting me to connect with. It's stuff like this, where we have opportunities to meet with people in other states and even around the world. I did an interview with a gal from the UK about 3 weeks ago. And it was my second one with her as well. And so just the way that God connects people and he uses those connections for such a time as this.
And to be clear too, like some of the reason this would not have worked is because I'm not sure I would have been mature enough to handle the blessings I have right now. Like, amen. Which right. Means they would have
sometimes
been cursed.
We got to do it growing up.
And it's just the truth. Like, I mean, yeah. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's like you give me some of the platforms and the things that God has blessed me with right now. Maybe that doesn't work 2, 3, 4, or 5 years ago. Maybe that doesn't work last week. I don't know. But it's just one of those. That's really where I've caught myself seeing. It's like, no, this would not have worked with where I was. It's working right now. Yeah. But I'm not going to stand on this same thing for, months and months from now. He may be continuing to do a new thing. I'm trying to just get out of the way and just say, God, just make it clear to me what you want this podcast to look like, what you want this nonprofit to look like. I'm actually going to be making some phone calls when we wrap up here today to see how does this nonprofit really dive into helping orphans and widows. What does that really look like in 2024 and 2025 for Redwood Christian Ministries? Because that's really the direction He's told me to kind of go in with this. So,
yeah.
And look at what happened through your obedience of doing the retreats. Look at what happened. The clients are coming in. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, God can take your yes and multiply that. Because ultimately, we're just bringing Him back His gifts. We're stewarding the things He's already given us. How do you want us to facilitate this? And it's not supposed to look like everyone else, because that right. person's already been done. This is unique. Right. This is your unique ministry calling. So,
right.
It's so good. So this time has flown by here today. You have an open door to come back on anytime you like. You know how to get a hold of me. So just let me know. That brings us to our Let Them Know segment. This is the final segment of the podcast. You can share anything you like with the audience. So my sister, please let them know.
Oh, what do I want to let you all know today? So many things, but I think let's just keep running with the theme of what you're, I mean, I know as far as attendance to my next retreat, that's highly unlikely from someone in your audience because I'm in California and you're in Cleveland, Ohio. But the message and theme for that retreat is we've tied into that this whole time. It's called Getting Cozy with Christ, and it's all about your personal relationship with God. And you've said that word 3 times now, unique. And that is the foundation for my message that I'll be sharing with these women. And I'll just go ahead and let them know now, because there are people that can hear this message without even having to show up to the retreat, right? You are uniquely praised, uniquely protected, and uniquely provided for when you walk with God. And that's the message. And that's, and I just feel like, I just got chills. I feel like there is somebody out here who just needs to know that all it takes is your yes. Like you said, it just takes your yes and a little bit of willingness to open your hands and surrender, to walking that life with God. And that's really the premise of the devotional coming up too. So that y'all can take advantage of, because that is going to be a PDF download, 30-day devotional. God is your guide. And it's literally just going to take you week by week, day by day, of just exploring that personal relationship side with God, so that you can start to hear from Him the way He speaks to you in your unique language. And you can see how He's providing for you actively, even when it may not look like what you think provision should look like. But when you really ask God, show me where you're at work in my life, you'll be able to look and see, oh, okay, that was provision. It maybe wasn't like $100 bill in the mailbox, or maybe it was.
Right.
Maybe it was just somebody buying you a coffee, or maybe it was, whatever, like, weird example. And sorry if this segment's taking way too long, but like,
no such thing.
In California, we got these things in the mail for any child under the age of 17 that attends public school called a Sun Bear card. And basically it's EBT. It's like grocery money on a card for our kids for what, not having access to meals during the summertime. At school meals, like their public school meals during the summertime. And so we got these cards. That was 120 that for my family, that's 2 kids. That was $240 in grocery money that just showed up in the mail. And that's one way that God like uniquely provides for us. I got 3 teenage boys. You better believe I needed them. And then uniquely protected. What is God saving you from? You think it was an un it, it, it you think it was an unanswered prayer, but he's saving you from something, and or he's saving you for something even better.
That's good.
All right. That's where I got.
This is if you could stay on once we log, I got something I want to bounce past you, but this is this will not be the last time that we connect. This segment did not run too long. That's the whole, I'm glad you let him know. Thank you so much.
Right.
Would you mind praying this out before we get out of here?
It'd be an honor. All right. Heavenly Father, just wow. Once again, we just give you so much praise and thanks for everything that we talked about today, the way that you just use this time and this space, not just to minister to me and to Eric as the hosts for this session, but for every single ear that this is going to touch, for every single life that your words are going to touch, whether it came from something I said or something Eric said or a combination of the two. But the way that you're going to use this message and just pour into the lives of others, God, we just praise you for that. And thank you for this opportunity and this time. God, I lift up Redwood Ministries and the direction that Eric is going with that. I just pray your blessings and just wisdom and guidance over this opportunity to be even more boots on the ground involved with these orphans and widows, God. And we just pray your blessing over that. And I just lift up my business as well, Faithful and Fierce Coaching, and just thank you again for the provision of that business. Thank you for the provision of the time freedom that it allows me to have here at home with our family. And God, we just give you all the glory and praise. And we just thank you in advance for every single person that is going to be connected to us for the first time because of this message. And just continue to guide each one of us, blessing our businesses, blessing our lives, but with you right at the forefront, Lord. And so we just thank you and praise you in your son's name. Amen.
And Lord, I just want to lift up my sister to you now, Father. I just thank you in advance for the expansion of her territory. I thank you for I thank you for her yes. I thank you how you're going to continue just to use her for your will, your glory, Lord, to bring you all the honor and praise. I thank you just for all the lives that she's going to continue to touch and impact. I thank you for the open doors in her life, the closed doors. And I thank you just for continuing just to pour out your grace, your love, your mercy, your goodness over her. And I just pray you just continue to just speak to her in a way that she can understand and see it and process it and apply it so she can continue to just be a blessing, although she comes in contact with, Lord. I just thank you for the financial provision you are about to continue to just provide and provide in abundance and provide in access. You're about to just continue to pour out over her and her family. I thank you for all of these things right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you have been enjoying our content, please like, follow, share, and subscribe to the Rooted in Christ podcast. We are Redwood Christian Ministries on YouTube. We are the Rooted in Christ podcast on all major podcast platforms. Thank you so much for being on here, sis. We're going to get you back on here soon.
Thank you. Can't wait. Round 3 coming up.
Coming up.